继续来学习这个约柜跟施恩座这方面的道理。
And we'll just guys, we continue our study with the Ark of Covenant.
约柜跟施恩座是放在一起的。
Ark of Covenant is placed side by side with the Mercy's throne.
这个约柜是一个长方体。
The Ark of Covenant is rectangular.
它的长度是二轴半一轴半一轴半哈，这个长宽高这样子哈。走啊，那个去，好，我们看经文好了哈，先看经文。我们来看一下那个出埃及记三十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 37.
三十七章第一节。我们来看一下出埃及记三十七章第一节。
Exodus 37 verse 1。
比撒列用皂荚木做柜，长二轴半，宽一轴半，高一轴半，里外包上金金，四围镶上金牙边，又铸四个金环安在柜的四角上，这边两环，那边两环，用皂荚木做两根杠，用金包裹，把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。用金金做施恩座，长二轴半，宽一轴半。用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头。这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯。二基路伯接连一块，在施恩座的两头。二基路伯高张翅膀，遮掩施恩座，基路伯是脸对脸朝着施恩座。好，所以这一段就讲到约柜跟施恩座和基路伯整个的这个结构。
You talk about the whole structure of the Ark of Covenant and the Mercy Seat and Cherubim.
所以这个约柜呢，它是二轴半、一轴半、一轴半的长方体。
So the Ark of Covenant is 2.5 cubits made of 2.5 cubit by half cubit wide.
那一轴大概是45公分。
And we have one cubit equals to 45.
所以二轴半大概是100多一点公分呐，大概一公尺多一点。
So it's one meter.
所以这就是长方体的一个约柜。
So this is the structure of the Ark of Covenant.
然后用金子包上。
And it's molded by gold.
然后有四个环。
It has four rings.
然后有杠皂荚木的杠来扛这个柜。
It has four poles of acacia wood.
那接着用金金来做施恩座。
And later on, they use the gold to make atonement cover.
那施恩座是一块金子所的这个金板。
The cover, atonement cover is made of.
它的长度跟宽度跟约柜一样。
Its length and width and height is the same as the Ark of Covenant.
当然他没有说它的厚度了哈，因为这个金子是非常昂贵的，所以没办法做很厚，大概就是一片的这个施恩座。
It doesn't say the thickness of the cover because gold is very expensive.
所以我们说称一个板子应该是可以说，所以施恩座是一块板子变成一个座位哈，一块板子，然后刚好是盖在那个就撑在这个约柜的上面这个长度宽度一样的。
So you can see the mercy seat is actually a cover that covers. That's on top of the Ark of Covenant.
然后有两个基路伯在两头。
And there are two cherubim on the sides.
那这基路伯的翅膀张开，接连在一起。
And the wings of the cherubim are stretched out and connected to each other.
然后的脸对脸。
They're facing each other.
然后朝向施恩座。
Looking toward the cover.
那这个就是整个约柜跟施恩座的这个结构。
And this is the structure of the Ark of Covenant and Mercy Seat.
那所以呢，我们就先来看这个约柜里面所摆放的东西。
So now I'd like to look at what is placed inside the ark.
里面有放了三样东西。
And、there are three things placed inside.
第一个是两块法板。
The first is the two tablets.
因为神在西乃山对百姓颁布十条诫命。
And God proclaimed the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
就写在法板上面。
And they're written on the tablets.
这个两块法板曾经被摩西摔破了。
And these two tablets were broken by Moses.
因为当时摩西从西乃山下来，看见百姓竟然在拜金牛犊。
When Moses came down on Mount Sinai, he saw the Israelites were worshiping idol.
啊，所以摩西非常生气。
He was furious.
啊，就把法板摔碎。
He broke the tablets.
啊，那后来啊，神啊啊，要毁灭所有的以色列人。
And later on, God wanted to destroy all the Israelites.
啊，但是摩西又啊，站在破口中为百姓代求。
However, Moses stood in the missing in the gap and pleaded for the Israelites.
啊，祈求神来怜悯赦罪。
He begged for God's mercy and forgiveness.
啊，能够让以色列百姓继续啊来啊生活，然后啊进入迦南地。
The Israelites may continue to live and enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，所以后来神又叫啊又凿出两块啊石板啊，又把十条诫命写在上面。
So later, God found two other tablets and wrote the Ten Commandments.
然后这两块法板就要放在啊约柜里面了。
These two tablets were placed inside the Ark of Covenant.
我们看出埃及记二十五章。
We look at Exodus chapter 25.
二十五章十六节。
Chapter 25, verse 16.
出埃及记二十五章十六节，必将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜内。啊，那这里就记载。有两块法板就是要放在约柜里面的。
He records the two tablets must be placed inside the ark.
啊，那这是第一项所摆放的东西。
And this is the first thing inside the ark.
当然，这就是代表了神啊，在神的临在是通过诫命的遵守。
And it prefigures that.
啊，我们要遵守诫命。这十条诫命
that we must obey these Ten Commandments,
那么神就会跟我们同在
God will abide with us.
啊，因为这个法柜啊，这个约柜啊，是代表着神的同在
And this Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of God.
啊，所以啊，百姓扛着约柜去征战
So the people, they carry this Ark into battle.
扛着约柜来过了约旦河
They carry the Ark of Covenant to cross River Jordan.
啊，那这就代表神的同在
And this represents God's abidance.
啊，那么神要同在有一个条件
And then, but there's a prerequisite to God's abidance,
就是百姓要遵守诫命
that the people must obey his laws,
啊，所以在法板呢就要放在约柜里面
That's why the tablets must be placed inside the ark,
啊，这是它所代表的意义
And this is its significance.
第二个要放亚伦发芽的杖
Then second you must place the staff of Aaron
我们看民数记十七章
So again Numbers chapter 17
民数记十七章第十节
Numbers chapter 17 verse 10
我们看第八节
verse 8
民数记十七章第八节第二天摩西进法柜的帐幕去谁知利未族亚伦的杖已经发了芽生了花苞开了花结了杏熟杏摩西就把所有的杖从耶和华面前拿出来给以色列众人看他们看见了各首领就把自己的杖拿去耶和华吩咐摩西说把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前给这些背叛之子留作记号这样你就使他们向我发的怨言止息免得他们死亡摩西就这样行耶和华怎样吩咐他他就怎样行了这里就记载当时有许多百姓他们的反叛摩西的带领
He requires the Israelites are going against Moses
他们不服气亚伦成为大祭司
They are not, they did not accept Aaron as a leader or high priest
所以神就叫十二支派的族长各拿自己的杖来到面前
Therefore God ordered the leaders of the 12 tribes to bring their staffs forward
那亚伦的杖也在其中
And Aaron's staff was among them
最后看谁的杖能够发芽
And at the end, let's see whose staff will bud
照常理来讲这十二根杖已经枯干了才能够使用
And according to logic, these staff have already withered so you can use them
是不可能再发芽的
It's impossible to bud
但是只有亚伦的杖竟然发芽还开花结了杏熟杏
and only Aaron's staff sprouted and budded even blossomed and produced almonds
这代表神所拣选的就是亚伦
it shows that Aaron is the one who God has chosen
要成为 服侍神的工人。
To become the servant of God.
啊，这是出于神的旨意。
And it's out of the will of God.
是其他人所不能抗议的。
And it's something that others can go against.
啊，所以就把亚伦的杖放在法柜的面前。
He placed Aaron's staff in front of the ark.
啊，作为一个记号。
As a sign.
啊，当然他们要行走啊，因为那时候还在旷野行走。
And at that time, they were still traveling in the wilderness.
所以当行走的时候，当然就把亚伦的杖放到约柜里面了。
So as they were traveling, they put the staff into the ark.
啊，所以我们后来到希伯来书所看到的记载是把亚伦的杖放在约柜里面。
So later on in Hebrews, it shows that the staff was placed inside the ark.
啊，等一下我们再看希伯来书的这段记载。
And we will go back to the recording in Hebrews.
啊，再来第三个东西是一罐啊玛拿。
And the third thing placed inside was a jar of manna.
啊，我们看希伯来，哎，在出埃及记十六章。
Look at Exodus chapter 16.
百姓本来没有东西吃。
At first, the Israelites had nothing to eat.
啊，后来神就降下玛拿。
And God descended, sent down manna.
让他们每天啊能够拾取玛拿来享用。
So they're able to get manna every day to eat.
啊，这个玛拿在希伯来文就是什么的意思
？And this manna means.
啊，因为他们第一次看到这样的食物降下来，不知道这是什么，所以就称为这是什么 ？Manna, manna, 这是什么什么
？So when they first saw manna, they didn't know what it was, so they called it manna.
啊，所以这就是玛拿的称呼。
So this is the calling for manna.
啊，他们后来就拿一罐子一俄美尔来的玛拿，啊，放在。约柜的面前。
So at the end, they collected a jar of manna, placed it in front of the ark.
我们来看三十三节。
Look at verse 33.
我们看三十二节。
32.
十六章三十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 32.
摩西说：“耶和华所吩咐的是这样，要将一满俄美尔玛拿留到世世代代，使后人可以看见我当日。”将你们领出埃及地，在旷野所给你们吃的食物。摩西对亚伦说：“你拿一个罐子，剩一满俄美尔玛拿，存在耶和华面前，要存到世世代代。耶和华怎样吩咐摩西，亚伦就怎样行，把玛拿放在法柜前存留。”同样的，这里一个罐子的。玛拿呢，放在法柜的面前。
Likewise, a jar of manna was placed in front of the ark.
啊，这代表了要提醒百姓知道，他们每天所食用的都是从神而来的。
It serves as a reminder for the people that everything they do is from God.
啊，所以要存着感恩的心来领受。
So they must accept it with a heart of thanksgiving.
这好像也告诉我们今天的基督徒。
It also tells us today.
我们日常生活都会得到天父的看顾。
That in our daily lives we have the blessing from God.
所以我们不必为了明天要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而忧虑。
So we need not to worry about what to wear, what to eat tomorrow.
嗯，因为这些天父都知道。
Because God knows all these.
啊，所以我们只要先求神的国、神的义。
So you must seek after His righteousness and kingdom.
天父会把这些都赏赐给我们。
And will be added to us later.
所以百姓在旷野40年。
So the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们吃玛拿吃了四十年。
And they ate manna for 40 years.
一直到他们进入迦南地，得到地的出产。
Until they entered the land of Canaan, and eat the produce of the land.
玛拿才停降。
And that's when manna started.
所以呢，这个玛拿成为一个罐子，要放在法柜的面前。
So manna was collected in a jar to be placed in front of the ark.
啊，就是要让百姓知道生活是得到神的看顾。
This is to let the people know that their life is being watched over by God.
所以不必担心。
So they need not to worry.
那法柜要行走了。
And now the ark is on the move.
同样也把这个玛拿放在法柜里面。
That's why they put the jar inside the ark.
所以我们来看希伯来书第九章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
第一节
，Verse 1，
希伯来书第九章第一节
，Hebrews chapter 9 verse 1。
原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼。第二个幔子后又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉。有包金的约柜，柜里有圣玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。 柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影，照着施恩座，这几件我现在不能一一的细说啊。在这里就谈到会幕里面的一些摆设。
Here it talks about the setting inside the tabernacle.
里面就谈到至圣所里面的约柜。
Here it talks about the ark inside the holy, most holy place.
那约柜里面有摆了三样东西。
And there are three things placed inside the ark.
一个是玛拿，一个是发过芽的杖，还有法板。
First is a golden jar of manna, Aaron's staff that has budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant.
我们刚所读的旧约经文就只有法板放在里面。
And from the passage you read, only the tablets were placed inside.
那么玛拿跟发芽过芽的杖是放在法柜的面前。
And the jar of manna and staff were placed in front of the ark.
但是我们刚有做的这样的一个推测。
But we haven't made a theory assumption.
这是传道的一种推测。
And this is my own assumption.
因为约柜要抬着走。
And because you have to carry the ark.
那这个玛拿跟发过芽的杖不能跟约柜分开的。
And since the ark, the manna and staff cannot be separated from the ark.
所以既然要抬着走，所以干脆放在里面，然后就跟着走了。
Since you have to move the whole ark, so might as well put these two things inside it.
那当约柜又摆放好的时候，再把它这两块这两样玛拿跟发过来的杖再拿出来放在面前给大家看得见。
So once the ark of covenant is set, you can take out these two items and place it in front of the ark.
当然没有关系，在法柜前面或者法柜里面应该这个道理方面是没有影响。
So it should be okay whether you place it inside or in front of the ark.
同样的，这就是给我们属灵的教训。
At the same time, it gives a spiritual teaching.
我们刚有谈到的这三样都带有非常好的教训。
We mentioned that these three things give us very good spiritual meaning.
这就是约柜代表了神的同在。
The Ark of Covenant represents God's abidance.
所以我们刚也谈到过约旦河，就要扛着约柜过去。
I mentioned that when they cross the River Jordan, they also carry.
当祭司扛着约柜踏上约旦河的河水的时候
，When a priest, when they carry the Ark of Covenant, step into the river.
这约旦河本来是涨过两岸的。
And the river actually flowed to both sides.
但是当祭司扛着约柜。踩到约旦河的水，这个约旦河的水在上游亚当城的地方就断绝了，然后水这个地方成了干地。
So once the priest set foot into the River Jordan, the river stopped.
所以以色列百姓能够经过约旦河的干地，然后来到迦南地。
So the Israelites they were able to cross this dry land into the land of Canaan.
那接着他们进入要攻打耶利哥城的时候
，And before they attack city of Jericho，
神就吩咐要祭司扛着约柜
，God commanded the priest to carry the ark，
然后百姓跟着在后面
，The Israelites would follow them，
一天绕耶利哥城一圈
，They would circle the city once a day，
但是不能出任何的声音
，They cannot make any sounds，
那连续绕了六天。
He circled for 6 days.
这绕了已经六圈了。
He circled 6 times.
到了第七天
，until the last day.
要绕七次。
He must circle 7 times.
所以加起来绕了七天，一共绕了13圈。
So after 7 days, they circled for 13 times.
那但是都不能出声音。
And they could not make any noise.
而且都是祭司扛着约柜走在最前面。
And it was a priest who carried the ark to march in the front.
当了第七天，第七圈绕完的时候
，until the 7th day and the 7th circle.
他们就大声。呼喊
，They shouted loudly.
同时，耶利哥城的城墙就倒塌了。
At that same time, the wall collapsed.
那么百姓就能够攻打耶利哥城。
So Israelites were able to go and attack the city.
这就是当时约柜带领百姓来绕耶利哥城的过程。
This is the process of how the ark guided the people to circle the wall.
接着后来以色列百姓跟非利士人的征战失败了。
And later on, the Israelites lost to the battle.
他们也想，我们把约柜再抬出来，再跟他们征战，应该会得胜。
So they thought that we should carry out this ark and fight again. We might win.
但是他们却没有思想自己为什么会失败。
But they did not ponder about why they lost.
其实并不是约柜的问题。
It was not the problem with the ark.
而是因为百姓他们平时的行为表现得罪了神
，is because they have sinned against God in their daily life.
所以神没有跟他们同在
，so God was not with them.
所以他们在非利士人的面前失败
，so they were defeated in front of the Philistines.
但是他们竟然以为约柜就可以代表神的同在
，but they actually thought that with the covenant they had the abidance of God.
就把约柜抬出去一起征战
，so they carry out the ark and in battle with them.
但是神不跟他们同在。
However, God did not abide with them.
这个约柜一旦没有神的同在，这个约柜就是一个木柜而已。
Once God does not abide with the ark, it's just a simple ark.
那这是一个非常重要的一个观念。
And this is a very important concept.
这个物质的木柜可以成为神同在的象征。
And this physical ark can become a sign of God's abidance.
但是一旦百姓犯罪，得罪了神，
but once the Israelites have sinned against God,
神不同在了，
God no longer abides with them.
这个约柜就成为木柜啊。
And this ark becomes just an ark.
其实就像今天我们教会在为为人施洗，
just for example, today when we baptize people,
因为有圣灵的见证，
because we have the testimony of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们的施洗的水在圣灵运行之下成为耶稣的宝血。
So the water we baptize in becomes the blood.
那就有赦罪的功效。
It has the effectiveness of forgiving.
这是一种属灵的功效。
And this is spiritual.
但是一旦这个人没有信心，
but once this person does not have faith,
或者是这个教会已经离弃神了，
or this church has already departed from God,
神已经不同在了，
God no longer abides.
虽然还是用这种方式在洗礼，
even though you baptize in the same manner,
但是圣灵已经不同在了，
the Holy Spirit does not abide anymore.
然后这样的洗礼呢是没有属灵功效的，
and this kind of baptism does not have any spiritual effect.
这样的洗礼呢就没有办法来赦罪，
and this kind of baptism cannot wash away sins.
当然这个水就是水而已，
of course this water is just water,
而不是任何耶稣的宝血，
it's not the blood of Christ.
那么这个人去受洗呢并不是接受耶稣宝血的洗净，
and this person is not receiving the baptism of God's blood.
而这个人的洗礼呢就变成去泡水，
and this baptism becomes just immersing water.
当然了，他呢如果他有学过游泳可以泡久一点，
so if this person knows to swim he can be in there for a longer period.
所以这就是一个很可笑的一个动作了，
so this is just a action.
所以要泡水呢泡久一点呢这样的是没有意义的。
If you're in a bath in there for a long time, it's meaningless.
所以最重要还是要圣灵的见证才能够有赦罪的功效。
Most importantly, you must have the testimony of the Holy Spirit in order for it to take effect.
所以约柜要有神的同在才有功效。
So the ark must have the abidance of God in order to.
那不然它就是一个木柜了。
Or else it's just a wooden box.
所以后来约柜就被抢走了。
So later the ark was taken captive.
菲利斯人就把它摆放在他们的大滚宫的庙里面。
Philistines they placed it in their temple.
结果他们的大滚宫隔天起来竟然倒塌了，头跟手都断掉了。
Unfortunately, next morning, their heads were and arms were broken off.
所以腓力斯人吓到了。
So the Philistines were scared.
哇，这个约柜不可侵犯了，这么神圣。
They thought they should never defile this ark.
本来以为我们的大滚宫比他们的约柜的神更厉害所以可以打败他们。
They thought their gods were greater than this ark. That's why they could defeat the Israelites.
但是竟然约柜摆在大滚宫面前，竟然大滚宫倒下去了，
after they
头跟手都断掉。
After they placed the ark in front of their god's arm and head fell off.
所以赶快想办法要如何把约柜送回给以色列人。
So they had to think of a way of giving back the ark to the Israelites.
当然他们后来又做了一些动作，我们就不再小描述了。
Of course, they did something else later, but we will not mention.
但是约柜又回到以色列人。
At the end, the ark returned to the Israelites.
当然没有到会幕这里来摆放，就放到另外一个人的家里。
It was not placed in the tabernacle, but in someone else's house.
但是约柜回来了，神又跟他们同在了。
But once the ark returned, God once again.
所以我们这样看到约柜就有这样的一个功效。
We can see the effectiveness of the ark.
但是也不能够有这样的一种把约柜的一种崇拜
But we should not have this kind of worship toward the ark.
毕竟它如果没有神的同在，就是一个木柜。
Because without the abiding of God, it's just an ark.
所以对物质的东西不能过度的崇拜
So we should not overemphasize on physical things.
会造成偶像化的一个现象。
We'll idolize the material.
这是一个非常危险的地方。
And this is a danger point.
所以呢约柜的跟施恩座就是神临在的一个象征。
So the Ark of Covenant and the Mercy Seat is symbol, symbol.
那接着我们就来谈这个约柜现在在哪里。
So now I'd like to talk about where is this Ark today?
所以我们不在十几一十二年前有一部电影叫《法柜奇兵》。
So about 10 or 20 years ago, there was a movie called《
法柜奇兵》就是一部电影的名称。他们都是在找约柜在哪里。
They were trying to find where the Ark was.
结果他们找到了约柜然后就被约柜这个弄得鸡飞狗跳了。
When they found the ark, they were killed by the ark.
很多人就死掉了，很多人又怎么样了？很多问题发生。
So many people died.
我们应该有看过那部电影的话，就有印象
If you have seen it, you know what.
那后来还是不见了。
At the end, the ark disappeared.
因为这个约柜在圣经的耶利米书的预言已经不再纪念，不再制造。
Because from prophecy in Jeremiah, it says that the ark disappeared.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第三章。
Jeremiah chapter 3.
第三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
耶利米书第三章十六节。耶和华说，你们在国中生养众多，当那些日子，人必不再提说耶和华的约柜，也不追想，不纪念，不觉得缺少，也不再制造。那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集。他们必不再随从自己的顽梗的恶心行事。当那些日子，由大家要和以色列家同行，从北方之地一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。在这里，耶利米先知啊，就得到神的启示。
Here, Prophet Jeremiah received revelation from God.
神所说的话说，人必不再提说耶和华的约柜。
And here says that the Ark of Covenant will not be mentioned.
这个约柜已经不再追想了。
And they will not think of the Ark of Covenant.
也不纪念。
They will not be remembered.
也不觉得缺少。
Will not be missed.
也不再制造。所以约柜就消失了。
So the Ark disappeared.
所以一直啊到现在。
Until now.
啊，在耶路撒冷的圣殿是没有约柜的。
There is no ark in the temple of Jerusalem.
在耶稣的时代
，during Jesus' time，
那时候的圣殿也没有约柜。
There were no ark in the temple.
啊，约柜已经消失了。
The ark has disappeared.
所以在圣殿里面就只有外院和圣所。
There are only the yard and most holy place.
而没有至圣所了。
There's only holy place, but no most
holy place. 因为已经没有约柜了。
Because there's no ark.
啊，这就是啊。约柜的历史啊
，and this is the history of the ark.
啊，我们从古到今啊，也讲到约柜的结构。
So from ancient till now, we talked about structure of the ark.
我们谈到约柜啊的啊里面的摆放
，and the setting of the ark.
啊，我们也谈到约柜啊的功效
，and the effectiveness of the ark.
啊，那也要谈到啊约柜啊不再制造了
，and the ark will not no longer be made.
约柜已经消失了
，has disappeared.
那么今天的神的同在。
Today,
如何表现呢
？So how does God's abidance is being revealed？
没有约柜了，那神如何同在呢
？So without the ark, how does God abide with us？
已经不再借着看得见的约柜。
It's no longer through the ark which we can see。
而这个约柜呢，已经在新约时代成为主耶稣所应许的圣灵啊。
And this ark has become transformed into the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
主耶稣对使徒说的话。
And what Jesus has said to the disciples.
我们看使徒行传第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。主耶稣应许要把圣灵赏赐给他们。
Jesus promised that he will send down the Holy Spirit.
啊，而这个圣灵要给他们得到能力。
And the Holy Spirit will give them power.
啊，而这个圣灵要引导他们明白一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will guide them to understand all truth.
而这圣灵要跟他们永远的同在。
The Holy Spirit will forever abide with them.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊，也是耶稣的灵。
It's also the Spirit of Jesus.
我们再看约翰福音十四章。
So look at John chapter 14.
十四章十六节。
Chapter 14 verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节
John chapter 14 verse 16
我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的因为不见他也不认识他你们却认识他因他常与你们同在也要在你们里面我不撇下你们为孤儿我必到你们这里来还有不多的时候世人不再看见我你们却看见我因为我活着你们也要活着到那日你们就知道我在父里面你们在我里面我也在你们里面所以看得见的约柜已经不见了
So the physical ark has already disappeared
也不重要了
It's not important anymore
因为这个物质已经过去了
Because the material things has already passed
进入新约时代
Once we enter into New Testament
神的同在不再透过看得见的约柜
God's abidance no longer through the physical ark
神的同在是借着圣灵的同在来证明
rather it's being proved through the abidance of the Holy Spirit
所以真理的 的圣灵就是保惠师，要永远与我们同在。
The Spirit of Truth, which is the Counselor, will forever abide with us.
这个真理的圣灵与我们同在，就代表主耶稣跟我们同在。
And with the abidance of spiritual truth, it means Jesus abides with us.
也代表神跟我们同在。
As it shows God is abiding with us.
所以主耶稣说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿。”
For Jesus said, "I will not forsake you as orphans."
我必到你们这里来。
I will come to you.
这里的我呢，不是肉身的耶稣的我。
And this I does not represent a physical Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣后来被钉十字架，三天后复活，后来又经过四十天的显现，他就升天了。
You know, after Jesus died, he resurrected.And after 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
所以呢，他升天以后就肉身的耶稣已经没有跟门徒在一起了。
So after he ascended to heaven, he no longer abides with the disciples physically.
所以在这里所说的，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。这个我是指着灵里面的那个我就是神。
So when he says, "I will not leave you as orphans," I represents the spiritual Jesus.
当然就指的圣灵。
And he also represents.
所以这个圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
So this Holy Spirit is the spirit of Jesus.
所以神要跟我们同在。
Therefore, Jesus is God will abide with us.
就是透过圣灵的同在来证明这件事情。
And it's proved through the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以旧约的约柜就是。新约的圣灵。
So the Ark in the Old Testament is the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
所以我们今天呢 在圣灵里面祷告。
So today when we pray in the Spirit,
在圣灵里面，让我们知道神住在我们里面，我们住在神里面。
In the Spirit, we know that we abide in God, and God abides in us.
我们看约翰福音约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
约翰一书第三章二十四节
First John chapter 3 verse 24
遵守神命令的就住在神里面神也住在他里面我们所以知道神住在我们里面是因他所赐给我们的圣灵所以今天我们说旧约的约柜是新约的圣灵
So today that's why we say the Ark of the Old Testament is the Holy Spirit in the New Testament
我们得到了圣灵就知道神住在我们里面
Once we receive the Holy Spirit we know God lives in us
我们也住在神里面
We also live in him
就好像约柜代表了神的同在
Just as the Ark represented God's abidance
所以今天我们有圣灵的代表神跟我们的同在
So those of us who have Holy Spirit today means God is
with us 我们跟神的同在
And we are in God
所以这个圣灵呢乃是我们新约的约柜啊
So Holy Spirit represents the Ark of theNew Testament.
所以我们要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
So we must often pray in the Spirit.
当然更要祈求圣灵的充满。
And we must ask for fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们真耶稣教会所领受的宝贵的圣灵。
And this is the most precious Holy Spirit.
所以有许多的慕道朋友本来是不认识神的。
So there are many true seekers who did not know God.
本来心中也是有怀疑的。
And there were doubts in their heart.
甚至有的是要来找麻烦的
and some came seeking for trouble,
是要来跟传道人来辩论的
they wanted to debate with the pastors,
是要来踢馆子的
they wanted to find trouble.
但是一旦得到圣灵他就顺服了
but once they receive Holy Spirit they're submissive
怎么有这个事情
how is it possible
就像我们昨天有一个家庭的福音聚会
just like last night we had a gospel tea fellowship
我就听到我们有一位姐妹的见证
and there's a sister who testified
这位张姐妹的见证说她那时候来教会呢也不算是慕道了
and this sister testified that when she first came to church
她是到一个姐妹的一个信徒的家里
she went to a member's house
她本来也只是要找她的朋友在这个在这个信徒家里在聚会
she was just trying to find her friend in this house
后来就听到他们在做见证。
But later she heard them testifying.
她很好奇，在旁边偷听。
So she's very curious, or she's listening.
听他们在做见证，听得很好玩。
To see what they're talking about.
怎么会有这种见证
？She was quite amazed.
听完以后，后来就说要跪下来祷告。
So after she heard it, she wanted to pray.
她也很单纯的心也跪下来祷告。
With a simple heart, she knelt down and
prayed. 就没想到得到圣灵。
And without knowing, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以她就非常的高兴。
So she was very happy.
她就相信了神。
Therefore, she believed.
后来就受洗了。
And she was baptized.
所以呢，圣灵的同在，证明神的同在。
So abidance of Holy Spirit proves God's abidance.
所以我们今天有很多人得到圣灵之后人格 气质都得到了改变。
So today, after many of us have received the Holy Spirit, our characteristic or personality changed.
啊，本来不喜欢读经的，也开始喜欢读圣经。
Those who did not like to read Bible at first started liking to read.
本来不喜欢聚会的，也开始喜欢聚会。
And same for those who did not like to attend service at first.
啊，本来对父母亲很不孝顺的。
And those who disrespected their parents.
但是得到圣灵之后，就改变了对父母亲的孝顺。
After you see the Holy Spirit, they change their attitude toward their parents.
本来是有抽烟喝酒的坏习惯。
Some have bad habits of smoking or gambling.
啊，但是一到得到圣灵之后，隔天起来闻到那个酒味，竟然会发臭。
But after they woke up the next morning, after they received the Holy Spirit, they detested the smell.
因为圣灵已经改变他的气质。
Because the Holy Spirit has transformed their heart.
啊，所以我们古话说啊，读书是为了要变化气质。
The ancient saying that studying is to change our personality.
但是我们也知道，有一些人读书读了很多，还是做坏事情。
But we know that there are many people with good education, they still do bad things.
这不是绝对的。
This is not absolute.
但是圣灵却能够让我们更新变化。
However, the Holy Spirit is able to transform and renew us.
让我们得胜啊。
So that we may triumph.
因为保罗说，我真是苦啊。
So because Paul said that, I am such pain.
谁能叫我脱离这取死的身体？
Who can save me from this bondage?
我本来想要做的善，我做不出来。
Those I want to do, I cannot do.
我本来不想做的恶，却做出来。
The evil I do not want to do, yet I do.
所以我真是苦啊。
So I'm in such pain.
但是后来他又说，
However, he said later,
靠着耶稣基督我得胜了。
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
靠着圣灵我得胜了。
I triumph through the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以圣灵要让我们成为得胜的基督徒。
So Holy Spirit allows us to become a Christian.
所以保罗说要祈求圣灵的充满。
Therefore, Paul said we must ask for fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天得到圣灵的，更要好好的祷告。
So those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we must pray.
不要以为我们拿到的天国的啊。入门票了，我们就放心了。
We should not think or relax because we have received the guarantee.
我们有得到天国基业的凭据了。
We have received the inheritance.
啊，我们就妥当了。
And we're set.
我们就开始混了。
And we start to mess around.
其实这是一种不好的态度。
And this is a wrong attitude.
虽然有人拿了入门票了。
Even though some have received the ticket.
可是又经过岁月的啊摧残。
But throughout years.
入门票了就模糊不清了。
And the ticket is all crumbled up.
真的到天国的门口，天使说：“请问你有没有入门票？”
So until you reach the gate of heaven.When the angel
你想说我有圣灵啊，赶快拿出来给他看。
You think you have the Holy Spirit, you want to take
it out. 可是呢，天使说模糊不清，请你不能进来。
And angel will tell you it's all crumbled up, you cannot come.
啊，因为这个圣灵已经不充满了。
Because the Holy Spirit is not full.
已经让圣灵担忧。
You have worried the Spirit.
啊，所以圣灵的感动都被消灭了。
So you have quenched the Holy Spirit.
所以人就软弱了。
So the person you're
人也会犯罪了。
You have sin.
所以呢，有的人得到圣灵之后
，So some people after receive the Holy Spirit，
应该是不会犯罪的。
They think they will not.
为什么还会犯罪呢
？So why do you still sin？
因为他常常消灭圣灵的感动。
Because you often quench the movement of the Holy Spirit，
就没有让圣灵充满。
You're not filled by the Holy Spirit。
所以圣灵跟他的灵性没有好好的互动啊。
So they do not have a good interaction between their Holy
Spirit
and their
spiritual life。当然，这个约柜啊，也就。啊，不见了。
Therefore, this is why the ark disappeared.
这个圣灵也没有功效。
And the Holy Spirit will not have
effect. 所以我们今天谈论约柜的发展。
Today we have talked about the ark.
啊，就知道今天的新约已经成为圣灵的同在。
So we know today it has transformed into the abundance of Holy
Spirit. 所以我们更要常常祷告，祈求圣灵充满。
So you must often pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这就是我们属灵的喜乐。
And this is our joy in spirit.
啊，那接着我们来谈。施恩座。
Now we'd like to talk about the mercy seat.
我们这个跟施恩座哈啊，它在约柜的上面的一块板子。
You know this mercy seat is a cover above the ark.
啊，是金金所锤成的一块板子。
It's made of pure gold.
两旁都有基路伯啊，面对面。
And the cherubim on both sides facing each other.
而这个施恩座呢，是在至圣所里面。
And this mercy seat is inside the most holy place.
它这个是不可以随便进去的。
And this is a place you cannot enter.
我们刚刚有读到利未记十六章。
We have read in.
啊，我们再来读一次。
Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章。
Leviticus chapter 16.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伦的两个儿子进到耶和华面前死了。死了之后，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“要告诉你哥哥亚伦，不可随时进圣所的幔子内，到柜上的施恩座前，免得他死亡，因为我要从云中显现在施恩座上。”在这里就记载，施恩座在至圣所里面，在约柜的上面。
He records that the mercy seat is in the most holy place and above the ark.
啊，这是神所临在的地方。
And this is where God descends.
是神跟百姓要相会的地方。
And this is a place where God will meet with His people.
啊，所以呢，我们约柜一般来讲就是 跟施恩座连在一起。
So we know the ark is connected to the mercy seat.
所以我们刚刚讲的约柜代表神的同在。
So when we said the ark represents God's abidance.
啊，其实更精准的来说，应该是约柜上面的施恩座是神的座位，才是神的临在。
To say more accurately, the mercy seat is where God sits, and that's where God
shows. 啊，所以我们啊有刚有读到的那个出埃及记，有谈到这个制造约柜的啊的一个地方啊。
And we have read in Exodus.
啊，制造约柜的啊的时候啊，就特别谈到这个施恩座的功效。
When they made the Ark of Covenant, it mentions a.
我们再看一下出埃及记二十五章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 25.
我们这个利未记十六章啊，先压着，等一下回来看啊。我们再回头来看那个出埃及记二十五章。
Let's look at Exodus 25.
二十五章的二十节。
Chapter 25, verse 20.
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节，要将施恩座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。所以我们刚说的约柜代表神的同在。
We have mentioned the Ark of Covenant represents God's abidance.
这是因为施恩座在约柜的上面，所以笼统的说这是神的同在。
It is because the mercy seat is above the ark. That's why we say God.
所以，如果照这里所讲的更精准来看，应该是神是在施恩座上面，然后代表了啊神的同在。
If more accurately, as recorded here, God reveals Himself on the mercy seat.
那么，神就在这里跟摩西相会。
And this is where God meets with the Israelites.
在施恩座上啊，神坐在那里，然后。传啊，告诉摩西，然后摩西再告诉百姓。
God sits above the mercy seat and commands His commandment to Moses, and Moses will tell the Israelites.
啊，所以这个施恩座是神啊临在的啊，神临在的这个地方啊。
The mercy seat is where God descends.
啊，是相会的地方。
It's a place of meeting.
既然是神临在，这是非何等的神圣呐、啊、
！So since it's a place where God descends, it's very sacred.
所以以人的啊这种污秽呢？是没有办法进去看见施恩座上面的神呐、
啊。So with man's filth, it's impossible for us to enter and see God's glory.
因为不圣洁的人看见圣洁的神是一定要死的。
Because an unclean man, when you see unclean, a pure God, you surely die.
甚至摩西啊也不能看见神。
Even Moses could not see God.
啊，因为摩西曾经跟神要求说：“神啊，可不可以让我看你一眼
？”Moses once requested God if he could see his face.
啊，但是神说：“你不能看，你看见我你会死。
”But God said, "You cannot see me. If you see me, you die."
所以我把你淹着啊。我把你掩护，所以你只能我走过去以后，你只能看到我的背，不能看到我的面。
So he said, "I'll cover your face, and when I walk by, you can see the back of me."
所以后来神就经过他的面前。
So Jesus passed.
然后后来摩西只看到神的背。
And Moses only saw the back of God.
所以呢，连摩西都没有资格看见神的面呐、
啊。So even Moses was not worthy of seeing God's face.
啊，那么现在我们回头来看利未记十六章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 16.
刚刚所读的第二节
verse 2,
就告诉亚伦说不可随时进去啊至圣所里面啊。
And God instructed Aaron that he cannot enter into most holy place anytime.
因为至圣所法柜的上面有施恩座。
Because above the ark there is a mercy seat.
那是神临在的地方。
It's where God descends.
你不可随时进去。
You cannot go in at any time.
你只有一年一次赎罪日的时候可以进去献赎罪祭。
You can only go in once a year on the day of atonement.
所以平常不可以进去。
So you cannot enter every day.
这是何等神圣的至圣所。
It's such a sacred place.
这是何等神圣的施恩座。
It's such a sacred mercy seat.
甚至呢连摩啊亚伦啊啊，在赎罪日要献赎罪祭进去里面的时候
，Even before Aaron goes in to offer the offering of atonement，
啊，他首先要为自己献赎罪祭
，He had to offer atonement for himself。
那么他献祭还要再用香料啊燃啊来点燃，然后啊有香料啊的烟云呐、啊、弥漫在施恩座的面前。
He had to light incense to let the smell cover the mercy seat.
那我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
利未记十六章十二节。
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12.
这里是亚伦为自己献赎罪祭的时候。
And this is when Aaron offering atonement for himself.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
拿着香炉从耶和华面前的坛上盛满了火炭，又拿一捧的捣细的香料都带入幔子内，在耶和华面前把香放在火上， 使香的烟云遮掩法柜上的施恩座，免得他死亡。所以在这里又看到了香要烟云遮盖施恩座
So the smoke of the incense must conceal the atonement cover.
让神的施恩座不会被看见。
So that the mercy seat cannot be seen.
所以亚伦才能够得到生命的存活。
This way Aaron's life will be spared.
也就是说谁看见施恩座谁就要死掉了。
So say whoever sees the mercy seat shall die.
因为施恩座是神同在的神临在的地方。
Because mercy seat is where God descends.
所以不能看见神。
Because you cannot see God.
看见人就要死掉。
Those who see God will die.
这在旧约连大祭司一年一次进去也不能看见。
So even the high priest in Old Testament they cannot see God.
所以这个施恩座是何等的神圣到这种地步。
So you can see the holy The mercy seat is so sacred to such a place.
所以才说不可随时进来。
That's why God says you cannot enter.
一年一次进来。
Only once a year.
然后再叫烟云来遮盖它，不能看见。
You need to cover it with the smoke of incense.
我们这样描述这么多以后，就是要强调一件事情。
So after all these descriptions, we're trying to emphasize one thing.
旧约的施恩座何等的神圣。
The mercy seat in the Old Testament is so sacred.
连看都不能看。
You cannot see it.
看见了就要死掉。
Those who see it will die.
当然更不能接近。
Not to say you cannot draw closer.
但是我们来到新约。
But when we come to the New Testament,
主耶稣已经为我们打开这条又新又活的道路。
Jesus has already opened up this new and living path for us.
已经把至圣所跟圣所的布幔裂开了。
He has already teared down the curtain between the holy and most holy.
所以我们今天呢，可以直接到至圣所了。
So today we're able to go into the most holy place.
我们可以直接到面前来祷告了。
We're able to go in front and pray.
我们随时都可以来啊。
We can come anytime.
在旧约是不可随时来的。
In the Old Testament, you cannot do so.
一年只有一次。
Only once a year.
而且不能看见。
You cannot see God.
但是新约。
In the New Testament.
我们来看希伯来书第四章。
And turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章的十五节
Chapter 4, verse 15.
刚刚十四节我们读过了，这是主耶稣大祭司的身份。
We have read in 14, this is the status of.
那是十五节，我们来读。
Let's read 15.
希伯来书第四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续。蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。我们读到了十六节，我们以前不明白施恩座的功效之前，我们读起来这是很正常的。
So we're actually 16. If we don't know the effectiveness of the mercy seat, we think this is normal.
我们想说施恩座就是神嘛。
We think the throne of mercy is God.
当然，我们今天都随时都可以祷告啊。
So it's natural that we can pray anytime.
我们随时都可以祈求怜悯啊。
We can pray for mercy.
我们随时都可以得到帮助啊。
We will receive help.
这就是我们新约的福音嘛。
And this is the truth in the New Testament.
我们在新约领受的太自然。
And we receive it too freely in the New Testament.
身在福中不知福啊。
So we're in blessing yet we don't know.
太自然得到的恩典呢，就以为是没有什么了不起。
When we receive grace too naturally, we feel it's nothing.
但是我们刚已经描述旧约的施恩座。
But we have described this mercy seat in the Old Testament.
这是何等神圣
It's so sacred.
一年才能够进去一次。
You can only enter into it once a year.
进去之后还用烟云盖住，不可看见。
Once entry, you must cover it with smoke of incense.
所以施恩座是这么的神圣。
So mercy seat is so sacred.
谁看见的都要死掉
了。Mercy shall die.
那是我们来到新约。
But when we come into the New Testament,
主要是为我们打开这条道路。
As Jesus opened up this path for us,
我们竟然可以坦然无惧的，没有害怕的，来到施恩的宝座面前。
And we're able to approach the throne of grace with confidence.
我们就可以得到随时的帮助。
We receive help.
旧约的大祭司是不能随时进去的。
In the Old Testament, the high priest cannot enter any time.
一年只能进去一次。
They can only enter once a year.
但是我们新约的基督徒却可以随时进去啊。
But the Christian in New Testament, we can enter at any time.
我们随时都可以到施恩的宝座前。
We can go into the mercy seat anytime.
就是我们所谓的圣灵的祷告。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
因为这个圣灵就是约柜，就是施恩座。
The Holy Spirit is the ark, is the mercy seat.
所以我们随时。在圣灵里祷告，就是已经来到施恩座的面前了。
So whenever we pray in spirit, we have come to the front of the mercy seat.
这个圣灵是何等神圣的灵
！The Holy Spirit is such a sacred spirit.
但是主耶稣却应许要把这种神圣的灵住在我们的内心，
Jesus,
住在我们这种 瓦器这种卑微的人身上。
And Jesus has promised that He will send down this Holy Spirit to live in us, such lowly vessels.
所以每当我们祷告的时候
，So whenever we pray，
我们用圣灵的祷告
，And praying Spirit，
就是来到施恩的座宝座前
，We have come in front of the mercy seat，
我们就随时得到帮助
，We receive help anytime。
这就是我们要用旧约的施恩座对照新约的圣灵才明白的道理。
And this is why we must compare the mercy seat in the Old Testament to the Holy Spirit in the New Testament。
所以希伯来书才会说坦然无惧。
Therefore, Hebrews says we must come.
这个坦然无惧真的太重要。
It's very important.
在旧约是吓得要死啊。
In the Old Testament, you come with fear.
啊，不能随时进去啊，也不能看见。
You cannot enter any time. You cannot see it.
看见就要死掉了。
You see it, you die.
这是一个生命啊危急的地方。
And this is a life or death situation.
但是到新约竟然坦然无惧，不要怕了，你可以来了。
Until New Testament, you can come with confidence.
而且随时会来。
You can come anytime.
神竟然对我们这么怜悯啊。
God is so merciful toward us.
你随时都来。
You can come anytime.
没有关系，我不会啊，不会击杀你们。
It's okay that I will not kill you.
虽然我们这么的不圣洁。
Even though we're so unworthy.
但是耶稣已经为我们担当罪的代价。
However, Jesus has carried up the sin.
耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪了。
His blood has washed away our sins.
所以我们才有这种圣洁的身份来到施恩的宝座前。
This is why we have this pure status to come in front of Him.
所以耶稣把我们的罪洗掉了。
That Jesus washed away our sins.
这是旧约的大祭司都没有办法的。
This is something the high priest in the Old Testament cannot do.
所以我们才能够坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
That's why you can come in front of mercy seat with confidence.
这是何等的恩典啊！
It's such grace.
所以我们一定要好好把握这样的恩典。
So you must cherish, treasure this.
我们随时祷告。
Must often pray.
随时得到帮助。
Often pray for help.
我想这是施恩座的一个发展。
And this is the mystery behind the mercy seat.
我就把它分享到这里。
And this concludes my sharing.
剩下八分钟。
I have only eight minutes left.
好像最后我们从礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天这样五次的分享。
So, with all my sharing starting from Friday night.
我们三大节期。
From the three feasts.
逾越节、五旬节跟祝棚节。
Feast of Tabernacle, Pentecost, and
祝棚节。
Tabernacle.
好，那我们。也早上谈的这个这个大祭司麦基洗德以及约柜施恩座。
And this morning I mentioned Melchizedek, the high priest, the Ark of Covenant, and Mercy Seat.
我们的主题叫做更美的约。
And our theme for the seminar was the Better Covenant.
所以我希望从这几个角度来了解主耶稣为我们成全的这个约是更美的约。
So from this perspective, I hope we understand that the covenant Jesus has fulfilled is a better covenant.
这是我们的恩典，我们可以领受的。
This is our grace and something we can receive.
所以我们现在请大家有什么疑问可以提出来，我们来做讨论。
So right now, if any of you have questions, please raise them.
那个杨大哥。